Hello everybody, welcome to your favorite FIFA Ultimate Team podcast here for Team of the Season with Jake Fat Trading. How are you, Jake?
I'm good, man. I'm good. We just packed Alaba like an hour ago in a tradable pack, so I'm pumped about that. Really enjoying Team of the Season so far. I think that it's a great time for the community to come together and have some fun on foot, which is the most important thing. So yeah, it's a great 6 weeks here in FIFA. We got a long time left of it. It's just starting out. What have you thought of the promotion so far, Florian?
Let's say I was really waiting for this promotion to start. Of course, Fat Birthday, the last promo was quite nice with a lot of valuable players. But let's say I was very eager to see if the ratings on these players will be higher than some of the Team of the Year cards.
Yep.
The promo until now, I think it's quite good. We got also upgrades. We got player SBC. We're gonna talk about them, all of them today.
For sure.
But let's say the promo is quite okay. Nothing very surprising from EA. And let's say they are trying to give us everything that the other promos had, like upgrade packs and SBCs and so on. So I'm happy with it.
Yeah. And if you guys have been following Florian and I, you guys could have made easy coins with this promotion already. And if you just take, this is like, if you're new to trading, the easiest advice this year we could possibly give out. And it seems to work like every time. But when Florian talks about upgrades, we did get the essentially the community favorite, the 80 plus player picks back out. So kind of the disappointing thing was that these are sometimes 81 plus player picks, where 81 can be the lowest value instead of 80, but comparably, they also did lower the players required. So there's only 8, so they only cost about 6k a pop. So they kind of lowered what you needed for it, but did lower the rating of the player picks. So kind of good and bad, but nonetheless, you only need 2 rares. So you need 6 rares per player pick, and people spam these pretty much all day, especially during the week without much content, without weekend league going on. So if you invested in non-rares at 350 coins, a lot of them are selling for 700 to 900. So you would have done really well. You would have doubled your investment. And if you've honestly invested for that all year, you would have made hundreds of thousands of coins just that way. So I love talking about this because it's like the basics of trading. You invest in something when it's not used, you sell when it's used, you make coins. And if you're new to trading, do that every time and you'll make 50 to 100k. Even if you just fill up your club, you don't have to go unassigned. If you only had like 200k and wanted to go unassigned, you could make that 200k 400k. So yeah, probably one of the trading basics of the year. What do you think, Florian?
Yeah, I like it a lot. I don't like it too much. I remember I did it last year for the League One Team of the Season.
Yeah,
I went unassigned for with the rare players. So half of them I sold, half of them I turned into packs. So let's say I went even there. I'm not really a fan of going unassigned because it's a lot of work to put in. And with that time, you can do other things. Okay, time is money. You can also, like, totally, let's say, grind SBCs and so on.
Yep.
But what I wanted to ask you is, like, probably we will have this for all the leagues.
Yeah.
What is your favorite league that you expect the most, and when will you, because I know you're streaming also, when you are going to open the, let's say, the most packs or do the upgrades?
Yeah,
personally, you yourself.
Yeah, for me it's a tough one. And I think FIFA in the past has notoriously catered to Premier League, right? I think that's a favorite. A lot of their fans too are from England and follow the Premier League, so I think that's a huge part of it too, where people are excited about the league that they watch. But I do think that EA has even done a lot better of a job this year in balancing. So kind of one of the surprising ones I'm really excited for is Serie A. And I feel like over the year, EA has released a lot of really, really nice Serie A SBCs and guided people there. Like, they've recently released Chiesa, Zapata. They have released El Shaarawy previously. Kadira, they just have a lot of pretty darn good players in that league now, where they had Gervinho, Palacio. So people have been really pushed there to use that league a little bit more. So with the right upgrades, that league could become extremely good, right? They have Theo Hernandez, Cuadrado. I'm really excited for that. And of course, obviously the big name there featured is Ronaldo. So that, I think League One will be really popular because of course you always are going to get Neymar and Mbappe in that one. So your chance at a high tier player is quite high because they don't have all that many rare cards in that league anyway. So yeah, for me, it's actually probably as a surprise, it's probably Serie A, to be honest with you. What about you?
So I don't know, but this year personally, I have like one or two favorites in each league.
Yeah.
So it's very hard for me to decide.
Sure.
Because for example, previously I was a big fan of, and I'm also am a big fan of La Liga.
Yeah.
But this year I don't expect too many players. Let's say other years we had Varane, Ramos.
Totally.
A lot of OP players there, but this year I don't expect it to be same as OP.
Yep.
So I have like one or two players from each league, so it's very hard for me to decide yet. Of course, my favorite player, KDB, it's in Premier League, but that's very hard to pack. So I don't know. I'm still thinking maybe I'm going to do some for Premier League to see how they work.
Yeah, yep. And I have a lot of save packs myself. I have like 60 or 70 save packs right now and some bigger ones. Mm-hmm. And I'm planning to open those during Premier League, and part of that isn't just because of players I want to use. I do think it's really easy to get them on chem. But a big part of that too is just because some of those packs, and a good few of them for me, are tradable. And I think Premier League is going to carry a really hefty weight with it, where a hefty price. So I want to pack them tradable and sell them on. So that's kind of why I will do a lot of packs during Premier League too, especially those tradable versions. Each week from here on out, we should probably get like a major league and a minor league. And we started with the EFL for those of you that didn't know. And you can kind of see how they're going about juicing these cards. And for me personally, Florian, I thought EA did a really great job of making this a mix of some desirable cards where you have Aarons, Buendia, Clark Harris, Tony, all holding a value of 130k plus. And then of course you have your cards that just naturally become fodder. Even though they're not bad, there's just no way to really juice them to the period needed, like Mullen or Honeyman, Elder, etc., due to his links. I just don't think many people are looking to use them. That's why they're kind of becoming discard in price or fodder value. But I like what they did with it. I like that they went kind of crazy on some of the upgrades. Like this Tony, he had a 77 inform and now he's a 90 rated card, right? With 95 pace on his base card, 92 shot, 93 physical. And his in-games are crazy. The only thing you have to watch out for here really is that he has 3-star, 3-star. If he had 4-star, 4-star, you could probably tack on an extra 100k value here. But I think they juiced them like crazy because they can't have the 4-star, 4-star, or they didn't receive it. What do you think about this EFL team?
Yeah, it's always for this kind of promos, for long-term promos, EA pulls some tricks out of the hat. And because this was one of the first leagues, they wanted people to want this player and buy these players.
Yep.
It's very difficult to replace the squads that people have, and they could replace them only if they are very, very well boosted, as you said.
Yep.
But I just want to tell everybody that in 2 or 3 weeks, nobody will remember about the EFL team of the season.
Agreed.
A lot of hype. I saw a lot of hype on Buendia, linking that with Aarons. A lot of things there. I know this card was also extinct for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, but in 2 weeks, nobody will remember about this card when Premier League, when Bundesliga will be here. So I know the reason EA is doing this. And
yep.
Some people might get some personal favorites. Because, for example, if you're a fan of Norwich or stuff like that, you can make your team. So that's great.
Yeah, Florian, I wanted to chat about something here because it relates to trading. Didn't really think about it till right now, but I wanted to talk about a move that I made and why it made sense to do, and something you guys can look for after squad battle rewards. So right now, a lot of people are playing squad battles each week because they're putting different objectives there. I'm blanking on the name, but this Powell. They put a Powell team of the season in objectives via squad battle.
Yeah.
So people are playing it for him or to use him as fodder, which we know that people will grind out some time for fodder. So nonetheless, people played squad battles. You saw that supply come in, and essentially what happens with these minor league team of the season cards is they can get really, really cheap on squad battle rewards. And that is because their normal base cards tend to be silver or gold non-rares. And non-rares are oftentimes packed more in like Electrum packs, you know, whatever it may be, but not like lightning rounds, right? So not during 50, 100K and 125K packs, they won't have as much weight because of their base card version. Instead, they're packed in kind of those random packs a little bit more that come out during squad battles. So you can see this easily on a few graphs, and I'll point out a few today, but this one happened when I wasn't awake, also I would have 100% bought it. I can tell by the price. Is Buendia at 3 a.m., on like Monday night, he was 350K, okay? And then UK woke up, or EU, they woke up and opened their rewards. And in the next like 4 or 5 hours, he went down to 299K. He was under 300K. And that is just way too low for this card. He's already back up to 370K. He even bounced up that same day. And I'm going to show you here that that happened pretty much widespread because this card was a silver, right? So again, those bigger packs during lightning rounds aren't going to have as much effect as squad battle packs. So he got real low after squad battles. They come out here. He dropped another 30K. And then look at what happened that same day. He was up to 200. So if you bought him down here, you're making like, say, 30K a card, which is crazy. So just know that these minor leagues, especially if their base cards are silver or gold non-rares, are going to have that effect where they get pretty darn low after squad battles. And Clark Harris was the other one. I bought like 8 of these that night. He went down to like 100 flat. And that was a little bit closer to my time. That was 5 a.m. And then he went back up to 135. So again, you're talking 20K a card, which is crazy. So look for that on after squad battle rewards on these minor league team of the season cards.
Yeah, and guys, we will have these minor leagues each week. So one big league, one smaller league. I know the rumors are that the next league is Premier League together with the Saudi one.
Yep, it typically is.
Yeah. So if you want to follow this tip from Jake, stay awake for squad battles rewards or even early in the morning for the Saudi league and check the prices. I'm expecting, how are you thinking about, maybe you want to talk a little bit more about these teams, but how are you thinking about people saving packs for Premier League? Did they all open the packs or they are still saving?
No, I think there's quite a few saving. And I actually think that a lot of people too, Florian, are going through kind of like a weekly cycle where maybe they open 20, they save 20 packs, 20, 25 packs, open up that week, do it again for the next week, right? Kind of even pointed this out a little bit on stream and in Discord, but if you're looking to grind something and you're willing to bid, like every Friday we're getting a ton of supply from lightning rounds and packs and things like that. And like if people just want packs, what they can do is they can go grind. Let me see, this comes up UEFA maybe. Yeah, this Champions League SBC is only 126K and you get a rare mega pack as well as everything else out of it, right? So if you're bidding on these during supply, you can probably do this SBC around 100K. And if for 100K, what do you get? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 packs, right? And some of them are pretty darn good. Mega pack. And some of them are tradable too. So yeah, like if you want to get SBCs done each week, a lightning round bidding make it pretty darn cheap. And then they'll go all open them the next week. So yeah, I think there'll be a lot of heavy supply that first couple hours of Prem Team of the Season 2. I think lightning rounds will fly off, and I think that people do have save packs for sure. And I think they're going to have it a little bit each week, but it will definitely be heightened for Premier League, where there are people even saving like icon swap stuff for it. And I have heard of people doing that too. So good job if you have that kind of willpower. I do not.
Yeah, I don't have either. I have some packs saved, but only like 20 or 30 packs, let's say what I had better from Foot Champs and from Rivals Rewards, I saved them.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, so definitely we've got also this, let's say, player SBCs during this time. Yesterday we've got also this attacking icon SBC. I wanted to ask you about the fodder prices and what do you think about it? Where Is that a move still to do? I know that a lot of Team of the Season cards are very high in rating, so they kind of fill in the space of fodder.
Yep.
But what's your view on fodder, on gold fodder and high rated fodder?
Yeah, great question, Florian. And this is a question a lot of people have asked me. So my advice heading into Team of the Season was to sell off your fodder in advance. And that's because, like Florian was saying, a lot of fodder is going to come down in price because essentially at Team of the Season, you get new fodder that is not so desirable and people can use Team of the Seasons there. So for example, right now, two of the cheapest 386 rated cards are Team of the Season cards, is Helic and Cruel. And what happens then is you get more and more options to use for 86 rated cards. So it's going to be harder naturally for 86 rated cards to rise because there's new options coming in. And these have a really consistent and constant supply, right? And every time we get a new Team of the Season team, there are going to be more of those options, specifically in the smaller leagues. I don't think that any of the community Team of the Seasons are falling into fodder ranges yet, but the smaller leagues definitely will. Pookie is only a few K off of fodder. He might get the fodder prices on Friday morning or Thursday morning. So yeah, high rated stuff is a little bit more risky because it does get more affected in that sense. Someone just got really, really low. 87 rated on Friday, went down to 20 to 21K. Most of them are up 5 to 7K from that, which is great profit there. The only thing that's not up a whole lot right now is probably 85s and 86s, but part of that is just because those new Team of the Seasons bring them down. Kind of a consistent rating that I think is going to be really nice to invest in the coming weeks will be 83s, because no Team of the Season, in my opinion, or from what I've seen, should be 83 rated, right? Like that's kind I think a minimum will probably be an 85. So 83 rateds are still used in 82, 83, and 84 rated squads. No Team of the Seasons should really affect them. So if they get too low, it's a good investment. Like Moutinho and Sabitzer and Kovacic were down to 2.5K on Friday. So I advised them there, and they're not up a whole ton right now. You can kind of see them coming out of it. They're not up a whole ton right now, maybe a K, but they still have some room to go up, especially because for Team of the Season, we're going to get probably guaranteed SBCs for each league. So we should see an EFL guaranteed Team of the Season, and I think we'll see that today. They're already in the code. It's not confirmed, but I think we're going to see a Team of the Season guarantee for this today. It will probably be like an 83 rated squad. It seems really fitting to me, maybe 84 rated low chem. And yeah, I think people will do it. People will get their chance at Buendia, Tony, Clark Harris, or just do it for fun, like people generally do for these type of things. And yeah, so 83s have a good chance to rise. So I would stick to the lower ratings in general. They're a little bit more protected from that.
Yeah, and high chances of this happening with a guaranteed Team of the Season packs, but also a high chance that you pack a goalkeeper. So take that in mind, guys.
Yep.
I remember there is like a contest on Twitter, like who packs the most goalkeepers out of Team of the Season packs.
Yeah.
So what's good about Team of the Season though is that you get a lot of fodder, so you can fill in your squads with different SBCs or icon SBCs. I know we didn't get like player icon SBCs recently, but a lot of people are expecting those.
Yep.
Regarding the market, what were your moves? I know you made some moves with Team of the Season cards. What are your moves, let's say, for the people who want to risk it more during the opening night? I know that those are very, very risky moves, but what do you guide yourself out of for those?
Yeah, good question, Florian. So I didn't even hit these a ton on opening night, but what I did notice, and it's good to look at in retrospect, is these EFL cards were the move on opening night on Friday, because essentially people didn't really know how to price them, and that's just simply because they're kind of in obscure leagues. They don't have all the necessary things like four-star on these guys. So people really just didn't know how they would be priced, and they were just listing them and trying to get their coins. And I don't know if the graph is going to display it very well, but I'll check it out here. Yeah, it won't display it well. But on Friday, Tony was getting listed around 100K, and on that same night he went all the way up to 200K. So he literally doubled in price, because not only is he a silver, so there wasn't that crazy supply people expected from lightning rounds, but he also was just getting underlisted because people didn't really know how to price them appropriately. Like Clark Harris got as low as like 80K. Those were kind of the two big moves to make, just because their face card stats are really crazy. A lot of people were interested in them and wanted to try them. So that's kind of something to look for with the smaller leagues that come out, in my opinion, is just that people may not know how to price cards. So if you see someone like Saudi League is coming out, maybe Giovinco returns. I don't follow that league at all, so I couldn't tell you really if he's had a good year, but he's notoriously had really nice FIFA cards, right? So
yeah.
If he comes out, he's going to be really desirable. He's got the short and lead body type. He's 5'4". He can have crazy stats again. I know he had a team of the season last year. So maybe people don't know how to price him, and he comes out and he goes down to like 80K or 100K, and that could be a move you can make. So kind of look for that value-wise. Ask yourself what you would pay for a card or what you think he's worth. That's the best approach in those situations. Then other than that, if you look to flip cards later at night, you can kind of see trends from earlier in the day. Like, for example, if lightning rounds come out right away and a card drops a lot in it and then rises as the lightning round finishes, it shows that after supply, he's going to be more likely to rise. Tagliafico did that each time. So on PS, I was a little bit late to it, but on Xbox, I noticed he wasn't rising. So I shouted him at like 150 or 160K on Xbox, and he went to 200K, and it's just because he has crazy demand because a ton of people did Nieres. So look for links too of SBCs people have a lot, and then those cards will tend to do better. So that's why Tagliafico went so high. He was actually like at 240K on opening night on PS, so this is a nice price for him. He's got the cool looking goggles like Edgar Davids.
Yeah,
it's just a really cool card that gives Nieres full chem and like a 4 or 5 1. So yeah, look for links, look for cards that are undervalued, and you can typically buy first hour or two. It does vary a little bit by each team and how many packs are saved and open. And then the cards with the most demand will recover from that.
I have also, let's say, two more tough questions prepared.
Sure.
And with tough, I'm referring to questions that all everybody is asking you. First one is related to when will these players be the cheapest during this week, and second thing is related to, let's say, Thursday flips, and what will people do when they if they are opening packs on Thursday or not, saving them for Friday. So let's start with the cheapest moment for them. And I saw a lot of chatter on Twitter regarding how they will rise out of packs. What's the truth there?
Sure. So I feel strongly that the community team this season, for the most part, maybe the only few that would go against this are the very top tier, like Valverde and Alaba, who simply, maybe even Bissaka, who won't get packed much at all. Those three are going to be rarely given out in red picks and stuff because of their price, right? People aren't just going to pack these cards consistently. So they're a little bit different. But the rest of the community team of the season, I do expect to be lowest Thursday morning, because people will be getting their elite packs, they'll be opening them, they are tradable, so I expect to see a lot of supply on Thursday morning on a bunch of these cards, like Tagliafico, Mukiele, Ndombele, Bailey. I think those are going to get really, really low on Thursday morning, and they're probably not going to rise like crazy on Thursday. Maybe like 5 or 6 hours afterwards you see a decent rise on them. But keep in mind, Thursdays are notorious for getting the guaranteed pack, so you might see some panic in that hour after we get the guaranteed pack as well. The guaranteed community team of the season will bring a lot of these back on to people's teams. People might sell and panic a little bit, but then after that, you'll see a general rise. Last year, not many cards went up a whole lot following the community team of the season, and that's just because we're getting so many desirable cards week in and week out. Like, a Gold Sun is a really cool card, and he links with Tavernier, but people might kind of forget about him quickly when Premier League comes out, you know? So you want to be focusing on cards that are out of packs that kind of fill a really niche position. So kind of the main one that I see in this team here is Bailey, and that is because the Bundesliga doesn't have many right wings at all. Like, he's by far the best, And part of the other reason that I like him so much is because he actually dropped like 100K. I think it was just yesterday or 2 days ago. He dropped the 100K when SAR came out because people swapped in SAR. So look at this drop off, Florian. He was 300K. He dropped down to pretty much 200K. And SAR is going to expire eventually, and people are going to want a different right wing that didn't get one. And I think this will be a good option for a lot of those people. So he's kind of one that I like out of packs. And then, of course, you have a card like Bisaka who could do well. I'm not sure who's going to get in Premier League right back team of the season. But that will affect
Cancelo.
Yeah, if Cancelo is in, you know, that might be a little bit harder for Bisaka to rise. I know a lot of people will play this card at center back. So if he's getting really good reviews, he could go up out of packs because a lot of people are going to be getting those Premier League cards over that coming week. So it kind of gives Ndombele and Bisaka. Barnes isn't super interesting to me. I just don't think he's incredible. But Ndombele and Bisaka, I think a lot of people will use in those Prem teams. So I think those are some better looks too. But yeah, I think cards like Goldson, Keane, Zielinski will be forgotten about rather quickly. So hopefully that helps give perspective.
I wanted to add here that it's a really strange week, guys, because we have the community team of the season where a lot of leagues are in.
Correct, yeah.
After that, the situation which will change with big leagues per week. Because, for example, during Premier League team of the season, when people will pack, they will pack only Premier League team of the season cards, and they will want other Premier League cards in that team. So the discussion will be different then.
Exactly. And regarding flips this week, Florian, I think you asked me about that as well.
Yeah.
What you want to look for generally, and this is the same concept you'll use for major leagues. It will just be easier because everyone will be packing next week Premier League team of the season cards, right? So everyone's going to be looking to upgrade on their Premier League team. But what you want to look for in teams like this that are a little bit more random in leagues is what cards are going to be packed a lot. So again, I'm kind of ignoring the big three. They're not going to be consistent enough, in my opinion. I'm ignoring them. And I'm looking, and there's two right backs, and there's only one center back. So I think center backs have some good rise potential this week because the only center back that's in is one of the most expensive ones, so I don't think he's going to get packed much anyway. So center backs could be a good look for Thursday. Strikers could be a good look for Thursday because Ilicic isn't really exciting for most people. He's not going to be played that often. And then Keane and Edouard, clearly based off price, aren't really interesting to people. So people will be looking to upgrade their striker and center backs and not using this team for most of that. Whereas people could get Mukiele or Bisaka or even that Max Aarons as a right back. So sometimes what you see happen is on Thursday morning, once people pack those in reds, you actually see right backs drop a lot in price for a small period of time for a few hours because people are packing these different right backs to insert into their team. So you kind of want to look for positions that are away from what you see here. So strikers look really good to me. Looks like there's a few good Bundesliga links. So maybe they're center midfielders because there's only Nkunku there for that. Are there center backs because Alaba's so expensive? That looks pretty decent. But trying to pick cards that will link with a lot of team of the seasons is a good approach.
Very good advice here, and I believe we covered a lot of things for this week. Of course, we will be back next week, guys, for the big boys, the Premier League team of the season. And as I said, the discussion will be a little bit more different. We will study prices. We'll see what are some nice cards and when to buy them.
Yep.
I think that's all for today, Jake, if you want to add anything else. If not, thanks again for watching, guys. You can listen this podcast on Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify also. You can watch it. You can see Jake's screen on YouTube. Thanks again, and stay safe.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. Have a good one.